You ready to roll, sir?
Hang on.
It looks like you're ready to roll.
He's ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll with this?
I don't know. I guess. You guys ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
You ready to roll?
You'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time.
Then roll it.
Roll it.
Roll it, absolutely. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 611. Welcome to it. 32 degrees, cloudy skies. Please drive careful this morning. I know that it may not seem like it's icy, but some guy in an Audi went whipping by me this morning. I'm like, really, dude? You got to get there that quick. And it's not just about you wrecking. You take the rest of us with you. So don't be stupid out there on the highways. Hey, welcome to it. Tuesday, Patty. Ready to get started here?
Born ready, Rick. What about you?
Let's get going. Of course, Luke Combs, okay. Our great flyaways coming up.
I know.
Super excited about that. And we'll have that first code dropping this morning at 8:20. We'll talk about Light Up Tri-Cities, how to win a $500 Visa Target gift card as well. Just a lot going on that we're going to share some news with you guys later on today. How about that, Patty?
How about it? We definitely have it going on here at KORD.
All right, grab the coffee, grab the hot cocoa. It's that time of year. Grab the eggnog. What else? We got hot toddies. We got apple spice cider.
Wow.
You just name it. You name it. Grab it.
You've got a whole winter.
I know. Winter
bar going on. Winter,
yeah. Belly up to the bar. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD at 6:22. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Right now about 32 degrees, and they're saying some rain in the forecast, some snow in the forecast. Maybe. We'll see about that. Some rain showers today, though, for sure.
I saw it like Highway 90.
Yeah.
Ellensburg was a complete mess last night.
Yeah, so outside of the Tri-Cities, like the Blues, you know, and the Cascades, you're getting pummeled. And
Spokane, too, especially
right.
A mess last night.
A mess up there as well. So any of the higher elevations, you guys always get it first. So if you're traveling, just know before you go, check our KORD mobile app to make sure you're going to be safe and sound. I was reading the story about this family near Leavenworth. They came around a corner and hit a massive boulder. That was in.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
But I mean, I understand driving a mountain pass. I've come around a corner and went, oh, whoa, there's a tree in the road, you know? So
can you imagine rock slides?
Warnings. They do.
But if you're not expecting that,
especially if you're driving in the middle of the night, you know, and you come around a bend and there's a big giant boulder there. So again, drive careful because it's that time of year. All right, Facebook, fun to get the day started. Skating or sledding as we start the holiday season? What's your fave?
It's been years since I've been on skates. I'm going sledding.
Okay. I'm going to go sledding with you, too.
Yeah.
Because it's been years. I think I've gone. Now, I used to be a roller skater. I can roller skate. I'm not a big ice skater. I've done it, and I'm just not. I don't really enjoy that
well,
much.
Being from the Midwest, my dad would transform our backyard into an ice rink.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't have to go to the local ice rink. So
right.
We could just go out our back door.
Because you guys always had the ice and snow.
Mm-hmm.
But preference, I'm going to say sledding.
Same.
Even for me down on the Grand Ronde River, we get some snow and then my foster parents had this really rickety old, it was a wooden sled.
Oh.
So it was one of those like almost like a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
One of those classic sleds.
Well, you can steer.
Yeah. It steers. It does. It was one of those. It steers.
A toboggan.
Yeah. So it was really fun as a kid. All right. So skating or sledding, all people are already chiming in on Facebook on this and it's a good stuff for us. Everybody's got their preference. Tri-Cities Ski Swap and Gear Sale, sledding and snowboarding.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. And Katie says sledding. So, all right, getting the comments started for you right there on the Facebook page. What do you prefer, skating or sledding? We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Yeah, what were you thinking there? Dierks Bentley, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. 6:39, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in right now. 32 degrees and cloudy skies for you. What is going on in Nashville?
So the Academy of Country Music is announcing details for the 61st annual award ceremony. It's set to return to Las Vegas, Nevada. After a three-year run at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, the 61st ACM Awards will take place on Sunday, May 17th at the MGM Garden Arena stage. Reba McEntire, of course, hosted the 60th show earlier this year in Texas. Speaking of Reba, she's engaged to Rex Lynn, and she's talking about what their wedding could be like.
Well, a Reba Rex wedding is going to be very different. Mm-hmm. It's going to be low-key, lots of fun, lots of people, lots of food.
Just fun. That sounds perfect.
Our big motto is have fun.
But nobody knows when just yet. We'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, Lainey Wilson is earning her 9th top 10 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart, and that's thanks to Somewhere Over Laredo, which has jumped 2 spots to reach number 9 on the chart, dated November 29th. Now, along with Maren Morris, Lainey has the 3rd highest number of top 10 songs to make it on the Hot Country Songs chart in the last decade among solo women. They're led by, of course, one Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood in that first and second positions. Finally, Chris Young giving fans a refund after a show in the Wisconsin Dells on Saturday night. Chris was able to perform. However, if you weren't aware, they had a killer snowstorm in the Midwest. So some fans were unable to see him because of that first major snowstorm of the winter. Chris has since refunded the entire crowd, giving up his own paycheck that night in a post on social media. He thanked fans who were able to make it to the show, but did stress that nothing was more important than the safety of his fans. Chris is currently on his It Must Be Christmas acoustic tour. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 51, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 33 degrees, cloudy skies for you. Appreciate you keeping the cord plugged in. Of course, make sure you grab our app. We've got another edition of Other People's Problems coming up in just a little bit. So we got a person who just started a job and they just started, and suddenly they get a Facebook request from their boss.
Uh-oh.
What? No. We'll talk about what's going on there. That's coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, besides a chance to win a $500 Target gift card, thanks to Golf Universe, light up Tri-Cities, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company, and our Luke Combs Vegas flyaway, thanks to Legend Casino, you know snowplows are out and about. I saw them over the weekend. It was funny when I came back from Lewiston and Clarkston after visiting my son, and as I was coming through, I saw a couple driving around, and I said, well, there's no snow right now. Well, they're getting
ready.
They're
trying to make things safe.
They are trying to get...
They're trying to get the roadways ready for you.
Yes, and the funny thing is, as I told you, I did an article yesterday about outside of Burbank, so as I came over near Pasco, well, there was sand on the road, and it had snowed, probably a good half inch maybe out there near Burbank, so...
Thank goodness for those snowplows. They're out there to keep us safe. Right. But can you pass one?
Right, exactly. What is the etiquette? And I know you wrote about it yesterday, didn't you, Pat?
I did. Believe it or not, there are no laws. You can go ahead and pass a snowplow if you want. It's encouraged that you don't.
Right, exactly. But and I love the names, the DOT names, Snowy McPlowplow and all those.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Those.
But they're out there doing the work. And start seeing them out a lot. And even when you're like, well, there's no snow. Well, they're getting stuff ready, too.
Slow down. Give them plenty of extra room to do their thing.
Yeah.
And be safe.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite articles I did yesterday for you guys is, where can you see live reindeer?
Oh.
There are a couple great places. Leavenworth, which you just got back from.
Yeah, they have a great place.
They have a reindeer farm.
They sure do.
Very well known. And then, of course, Goldendale. Outside of Goldendale, they've got a reindeer farm. And then there's one in Oregon. But the cool thing about the Oregon one, it travels.
Oh.
So they have a schedule of all these places where the reindeers are going. It's not just one farm. They go.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a traveling reindeer farm, which is very cool. So you can see them in a bunch of different locations. So if you want to read those articles and more, we got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Bailey Zimmerman, where it ends. And of course, it's not going to end for you because Luke Combs in Vegas could be happening very soon. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Give you a code dropping this morning at 820. We got our first code at 820, then our next code at 1020 with Jess on the job. And we want you to fly off to Luke Combs to see Luke Combs in Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Legends. And we got 2 more weeks left.
So I know.
2 more weeks left of the Luke Combs, and then that's it. We wrap it up just in time for the holidays. Get you and your bestie over there in Vegas. And with the weather getting colder here, guess where I want to be?
Oh, wouldn't that be a great destination?
Yeah, where do you want to
be? Oh, gosh, yes.
You want to be in Vegas. All right, that code's coming up at 820 this morning. Well, we talked about this earlier. Got a situation, other people's problems. What's going on here?
Rick and Patty, I just landed a great new job. Things got uncomfortable, though, real fast. The company's VP looked me up online, sent me a Facebook friend request almost immediately. I don't know what message I'd be sending by accepting. I also don't want to upset him by ignoring it. What is the smartest play here? Accepted or not? Oh. Name withheld by request.
Oh, good question there.
Wow.
So Megan, my wife, when she worked at the YMCA, and she worked there for like 14 years, and she's really great friends with them, she was not friends with any of them on Facebook.
Oh.
She just, it's kind of her little policy, is that if I work with you, I'm not friends with you on Facebook, because she likes to keep her personal and her work different.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, after she went to work at P&L, my wife now works at P&L, guess what? Then she,
I don't know.
Then she friended all the friends from the YMC, because they are her friends. They are her friends. But she just has this rule to where it's like,
if I work with you, I don't need to see you on Facebook.
Well, because she says,
there's nothing wrong with
that. She's like, well, if I want to post something and that my boss might not agree with, let's just say politically or whatever it is, you know, or some statement. She goes, I don't want to be called out on it. And I will say this, my profile on Facebook, it's a free for all. I mean, I pretty much accept listeners and anybody and everybody.
Yes.
So I'm friends with our higher ups in the company. And one time during the political season, I got pulled aside a couple times like, hey, Rick, you might want to think about what you just posted on Facebook. Even, and they said, we're not telling you what to do.
We're not telling you what to do. That's kind of an awkward chat to have.
Right, exactly.
I worked for a radio station and I was pulled in by my boss, and he actually wanted access to my Facebook.
What? Oh, yeah. That's a no-go.
And then told me, oh, you know, you're a public figure. No. You might want... He pulled all this...
We've had that conversation before.
And I'm like, if you know me, you know me.
Yeah, exactly.
And my life is an open book.
Right.
It just is.
So that did change my... Like you said, we are public figures, and that changed my idea, and I decided, you know what? If you know me... So I quit talking about religion or politics or any of that on Facebook, you know, because I don't need to. Because if you know me, you already know where I stand on any of the issues.
Yeah.
So now my Facebook is dogs and music and whatever I think is funny. So, but again, I understand, you know, I think you ignore it. You can delete the request. They can't see if you delete the request. You can delete the request and then just act like it didn't. I think it's because he probably thinks you're cute. I'm just saying, I don't want to make that judgment right off the bat, and that's not a fair judgment. But usually, if you meet somebody, oh, they're cute.
Or maybe you're semi-famous, and I say this only because we had a coworker who was on a TV show not too long ago.
Oh, Faith, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, I want to say she's an open book, too.
She is, and she's lovely. She's amazing. I mean, and she's just the most friendly person ever. But... I've watched some of the higher-ups in the company.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I was just thinking... I was just
right?
Yeah, I was just thinking about her. So, yeah, you're right on that. Yeah, so... Yeah, she's got 25,000 followers.
She is Faith Martin. Let's be real.
Yeah, she is Faith Martin. Know? Yeah, she's got 25,000 followers. So I think that's more than our radio station has.
And we watched her on TV.
Yeah, we love
Faith. We did.
She's a wonderful person. So what do you do in the situation? I'm going to say ignore it. I delete it and ignore it, and if he brings it up again, all right.
Well, how about this? Well, I noticed you're not accepting my Facebook request.
I don't Okay.
I'd be creeped out by that.
I have sent friend requests to people, and they never accepted it, so I never went back and said, hey, why didn't you accept my friend
request? Yeah.
I don't do that.
No.
If you don't want to be my friend, we don't have to be friends. So, all right, do our best to solve this for you guys. She didn't want her name because she's working, didn't want her name.
I get it.
All right, so 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know, do you accept the Facebook request, or do you deny? We want to know. Facebook's going to have some comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
725, number one for new country, 1027-KORD. And, of course, a great show a couple weeks back. Oh, we loved it so much at the Toyota Center. Zach.
Right on.
Zach, come on back anytime, right? You could have probably done three or four shows. Both shows did fantastic. I think both shows were sold out, and we all had a great time. I love seeing other people's videos and photos, and just an amazing time having Zach. And, you know, it's nice. Sunnyside boy.
I know.
So
I thought about that on my way home driving through. I was like, I bet you he had quite the Thanksgiving.
Think about that, him and his family. Because that's their kid. That's their son, you know. And he was talking about it because he went to the CMAs and won Best New Artist. and he flew his parents in for that.
Isn't that exciting?
So could you imagine being in the crowd with George Strait and Miranda Lambert?
That's got to be amazing.
Yeah, that's got to be amazing. I mean, so congrats to all the success. And again, we'd love to love the show and welcome it back to the Tri-Cities. Anytime, you're welcome to come back, Zach. All right, so this is going around this holiday season. It's a Christmas dating trend known as Scrooging.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of this.
Okay, it's becoming popular again. It's where partners break up to avoid spending money on gifts.
Really?
Or facing...
I have no money. I'm broke this season.
Yeah, exactly. So we're breaking up. Or facing awkward family gatherings. Signs to watch out include canceled plans, frequent arguments, and avoiding calls. I was thinking about Jeff as we get ready for Christmas. Like, I'm going to divorce you, Patty, because I'm not going to buy any Christmas presents. We'll get remarried after the holidays. So, Scrooging is what it's called, though. Scrooging. Have you ever been a
I've never even heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had... I've never had that...
It's got to be tough, though, if you're in the dating world. You know, what do you get that person?
Yeah.
You know,
well, or some- I know that when Megan and I first met, we met in like November of 1 year. And so, yeah, I kind of scrimped on the very first Christmas.
Well,
because
I bet, because you don't know if the relationship's going to last or not.
Right. So I'll be the first. I'll be the first to acknowledge that on the very first one, Megan, I did scrimp on you a little bit. And I don't think she ever noticed. And I will be upfront about this. I got her an iPod back in the day when the iPod was...
Oh, wow. That's a great gift.
Well, it had it said John Tesh on the back of it. So...
Oh, you got it.
So John Tesh
as gifted it to you, and you regifted it to Megan.
I regifted it to Megan, and then I didn't realize it. I did not realize it. So it's not on Megan's fault. It was like a little iPod. Anyway, I saw his logo on the back, and I said, "Man, did she ever flip that over and go? Why am I getting a John Tesh iPod?"
Wow.
So. When you're talking about being a cheapo reaper first, you know, but I only known her for like a couple weeks, so I feel okay about it, but I was always embarrassed later, like, oh man, what a jerk. You gave her a re-gifted iPod from John Tesh. So we're going to take some calls. Have you ever been the victim of Scrooging? Have you ever Scrooged someone? I'm going to say I Scrooged someone. Okay, I did that to Megan on our very first Christmas there. I don't know. I can't even recall what she got me. I don't think it was that anything too expensive because we just met. So anyway, have you ever been Scrooged? We're going to take some calls. This is going to be fun. App chat us. Call us. We'll get the questions going here. Get your calls going. It's Rick and Patty. K-O-R-D.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 K-O-R-D.
Bull and Liar, 739, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 K-O-R-D. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you right now. Anywhere and everywhere, 32 degrees, cloudy skies, and yes, Luke Combs in Vegas. Another code coming up this morning at 8:20. So get ready to play along for that code, Patty. Great flyaway.
It's a fantastic flyaway. I would love to go see Luke Combs in Vegas.
Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino, that is on the way for you. So this is brand new. Well, it's a Christmas dating trend. It's called Scrooging. It's become popular again. It's where partners break up to avoid spending money on gifts or facing
I understand that. It can be awkward.
Or the awkward family gatherings, because some people just don't want to meet other people's families. So signs to watch out, they say, when you're getting Scrooged is canceled plans, frequent arguments, and avoiding calls. So we've been taking your guys' calls, 547-KORD, and asking you guys, have you ever been Scrooged? Have you?
Yep, it was pretty much just like that. A friend of mine, her quote-unquote fiancé broke it up with her just a few weeks before Christmas because everybody was pressuring him basically to, you know, you need to get her a ring and do it properly as far as asking her to marry you and blah, 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 And he ended up just breaking it off with her and splitting instead.
Oh, there you go. See, sometimes that, yeah.
Expectation is high.
I know.
Get a ring. You need a ring. What if he's not there yet?
But it's also the same one. When are you guys going to have kids? I mean, people do that all the time. I'm sure when you and Jeff.
I still get asked that. Yeah. Do you have kids?
Right.
Nope. I got a dog.
You got a dog, exactly. And you and Jeff decided just never to have kids.
I knew my life was going to be crazy. So I just knew.
I know. Oh yeah. I could spend hours on my son Logan telling me, you know, all these different things about the crazy radio career, you know, and moving around and town to town and all these different things that So 547 KORD. Have you ever been Scrooged? Have you?
So I don't do well with any kind of dental stuff. So the last time I got laughing gas for the dentist, I asked for extra.
Oh.
What is this?
I was drunk walking to the bathroom.
Okay.
To the point that I almost fell over. And then on the way home, I ended up crying about mashed potatoes.
All right.
It was an eventful day.
All right, thank you. Okay, all right. So apparently she had some laughing gas. Appreciate the call. Smarted. Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
Hey, we get all kinds of calls. We do, Patty. So 547-KORD, have you ever been Scrooged? More of your calls on the way. Just if you want to call, you can call no matter what. You can talk about whatever you want. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Car 751, number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Another code coming down this morning at 820, Patty.
Right on, Rick.
Hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco, $500 spin and cash. We're going to get you the complete hookup. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime for you and your bestie.
I feel like it's a big deal when you get a residency.
It's a huge deal. What are you talking about? It's a massive deal.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Vegas is you can perform. There's so many different places to perform in Vegas. It really is the place. And so everybody's got now the Sphere is now the big thing. So
Kenny Chesney. I would have loved to have gone to that show. Eagles performing there.
Yeah. So the cool thing about Luke Combs, that's at Allegiant Stadium, which of course is where the Raiders play and all
that's
that.
Right.
And I was there for Pink, so I am now familiar with Allegiant Stadium.
You know how that rolls.
I do, and it's really cool. It's a great venue, and it's going to be a lot of fun for you. And we want to send you off there. We'll have that code dropping at 820. So this is trending, Scrooging. It's becoming popular again. People breaking up with you before they have to spend money on gifts.
I get why they do it. It could be an awkward situation.
Or even the family stuff, like why is she not pregnant? Where's the ring? So we'll be taking your calls, 547-KORD. Do you know somebody who's been Scrooged?
Yes, my best friend, her boyfriend dumped her right before Christmas.
Oh no.
Because he did not want to buy her gifts.
Oh geez.
He literally ghosted her during the holidays and then came back after the new year.
What?
Trying to get back with her. I told her she best not, and she didn't go back with him. Luckily she was smart enough to just ghost him.
Woo! Thank goodness. I was worried
about
her.
Sounds cheap.
But I love him. Really? Really? Not, you know. And again, something sentimental.
That's very telling.
Well, now, I will flip side this thing is, right. I was raised that, a homemade gift, a card, anything.
Well, just show your appreciation.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. And on the flip side, if you were one of those people, where's my Louis Vuitton purse? You're not for me. Sorry, you're not for me. Where's my Coach purse? Nope, sorry.
I like the story, though, of the John Tesh iPod.
Well, yeah. For Megan, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know what? She's had some good, again, she's
You
had,
are a great gift giver.
She's had some great gifts since then, but I still feel pretty guilty
about
that.
Well, Pink at Vegas is not.
That was one of her gifts.
Too shabby.
And my wife had never been to Vegas, so it was not just going to the concert, but she had never been to Vegas, so she got the
whole experience.
Oh, we went down in Fremont.
We
went and seen Shin Lim. We did the whole, we did days of Vegas. So, and then the hilarity is the next week over, P&L had a convention and she had to go work.
She had to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Work in Vegas.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's so funny.
What are the odds?
I know. So more of your calls on the way. Scrooged, have you ever been Scrooged? We want to know. More calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Yeah, Patty, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. It's Tuesday. Yeah, it is, absolutely. Right now, 33 degrees for you. Cloudy skies, the forecast. Clouds and look there.
I just turned the heat on.
I smell
it. Can you smell the heat?
I can smell it.
It feels like it's the first time it's been on in this building.
I wonder if it hasn't. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but it definitely smells like the first
heat of the season.
It really is. All right, if you got the KORD mobile app, we got a lot of things going on the app right now. We're going to give you that Luke Combs code word coming up in just about 10 minutes, thanks to Legends Casino. Mm-hmm. But Light Up Tri-Cities, let's talk about that. $500 cash prize up for grabs here. We want to see the decorations. If you got a business, if you got a lawn, let's see the decorations.
Yeah, right? Especially if you've got those inflatables going on. Why not upload them on the KORD mobile app? It could land you some holiday cash.
It's one of the best calls we get to make of the season. And when we call you guys and we say, hey, what are you going to do with your $500? They're always like, I'm going to buy more decorations. So we love that. Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Big thank you again to Campbell & Company. Be a part of it. And let's see the decorations. Let's get those picks up and get a chance to win that. Now, also other things, if you don't have the decorations, you want to do the Target gift card, the $500 Target gift card, you can sure do that. And Golf Universe, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to match that.
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's well, that's like $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000.
Are you kidding me?
That's up for grabs right there as well. So there's a lot going on the app. If you don't have the app, doesn't cost you anything. You can download it. And again, all the great articles are up there. And of course, all the great contests. And like I said earlier, we do have that Luke Combs contest coming up in just a little bit. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Now for Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legend Casino. Again, that code is 409. You will be hearing that song, I'm sure, back in the saddle. So,
okay, 409.
409, and Luke Combs has got like 20 number one hits already, so every song's going to be a smash.
I know, I saw him at the Gorge.
Yeah, every song's smash. You're going to love Luke Combs in Vegas, and we want to get you there. All right, tie off other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Name withheld by request. What's going on in this situation?
Well, they just landed a great new job, but things got really uncomfortable really fast. The company's VP looked me up online, sent me a Facebook friend request almost immediately. I don't know what message I'd be sending by accepting. I also don't want to upset him by ignoring it. So what would be the smartest play here? Accept it or not?
A lot of people are chiming in on this particular situation. My wife always had a policy that she just didn't befriend anybody she worked with. All right, what are people saying here?
Alicia says, delete, hard pass. And Mary says, if you're not close, I'd say no, or at least not yet. Kind of sends red flags that he did it so quickly.
Yep, Victoria says, just ignore it like you've never seen it. And Ashley says, nope, delete.
Michelle says, absolutely not.
I like what Chelsea says. I always send a disclaimer before accepting a friend request. I'm weird. My personal page is not my professional self. Are you sure?
Patty says, wait until you've been there a while. And Sheena says, I always say, I don't accept coworkers on social media.
And that's kind of where my wife's at in that particular situation. And or at least once she knows him well enough.
Yeah, I get it.
You know. So I'm the same way. So, yes, we are friends with our coworkers, different things. And but it depends on how long I've known them. I mean, if they've been here for a little bit, I just don't immediately friend them, if you know, because then that gets a little creepy. So.
Yeah, it's weird. It's funny. I looked somebody up on Facebook who I thought I was friends with, and it turns out I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Former coworker.
Oh, that's always a surprise.
I thought we were friends.
That's a surprise when I find someone that I was friends with, and I go, oh, I'm no longer their friend. I'm like, all right, well, suit yourself. I mean, again.
Why did they unfriend me?
I always think that, too, but it's like, hey, it's social media.
Oh, it is what it is, right?
It's really,
the grand scheme of things. It's a great way to keep in touch with people, but
the one that bothers me most about being unfriended is my friend Melanie Botts, who is in my book, and my childhood friend. And so she unfriended me, and so I don't know.
She did?
Is
it because you wrote about her in the book, do you
think? No. It was not because of that at all. I did run into her sister, who I am friends with, her friend Tracy.
Yeah.
And she goes, I said, hey, do you know why Melanie unfriended me? And she goes, oh, she's just weird. She's just weird like that. I said, okay. I said, but we've been friends since like I was 8 years old. And she goes, yeah, she goes through these moods. I'm like, okay, well, I don't need to know any of, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to know.
I don't know. You guys go way back.
We
I
do.
Remember,
we
she,
do.
Didn't she come pick you up and you guys smoked a cigarette behind the barn?
Behind the gravel pit when we were like 8 years old. But it was funny. So she unfriended me long before she read the book. Uh-huh. But her sister said, hey, you know, he wrote about you in his book, and she went and bought a copy. I sent her a copy.
Did you autograph it for her?
I did. But the hilarity was, unbeknownst to me, she'd already bought a copy because she wanted to hear what I said about her. And it was nothing but nice things, but it was just funny. Well, the story about the gravel pit smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, those stories were in there, and about her mom and her family and all that. But it was hilarious how, hey, she can unfriend me on Facebook, but man, that book came out, and she's the first in line to get
a copy.
Yeah, I sent her a copy for free. Nice. She didn't have to buy it, but anyway, it was funny. So there you go. If I don't know you, you know, or at least within a little bit of reason, I especially a coworker, especially a boss like that.
I wonder what. Not that it would ever happen, but if a VP of this company,
would you take it? Yeah, would you?
I would. Because
I am friends with a bunch of VPs in this company. I am friends with them.
I'm not friends with any of them.
Oh, really? Okay. I Yeah, I'm friends with our CEO, Bill. I'm friends with Bill. I'm friends with Eric, all of them. But again, like you said, it would be creepy on the first day, though, yeah. If I was a woman and suddenly out of nowhere, like, what, this guy. So there you go. Did our best to solve it for you. And what would you do in the situation? You can still chime in on Facebook. That is Other People's Problems.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.